Welcome back here on Brewers Warm Up, last game of the first half. I'm Dominic Catronio. Pleased to be joined right now by Tobias Myers. Tobias, it's been quite the month plus for you now here back in the big leagues. We were talking in the clubhouse the other day just how there might have been a little switch or a little change of the way you're feeling on the mound right now. We've talked about it in pregame shows of just mentality. It sounds so simple, but can you take us into the little bit of the mind of what you're going through right now with your success?
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And I think, like I said, when I first came up, and I think a lot of guys go through this, I had the fortunate side of not being like a big prospect coming up, so it's not too much hype, but you could still get in your own head about just trying to like do perfect. Like anything you do, I feel like if you get called in front of your third grade class or whatever to do something, you want to do it perfect, and you don't want to embarrass yourself. And that's kind of where my head was at the beginning, was just trying to pitch perfect and do things perfect out there. And everyone knows in sports that there's no such thing as perfection. So I think just being able to get option a couple times, go back, come back, struggle a little bit, go back to AAA for a few days or whatever it was, just being able to kind of mentally switch the mindset to I'm just going to continue to do what I do best. And I don't, we didn't really necessarily have a conversation about usage or mixing things. Maybe they did behind the doors I didn't know about, maybe. But when we came back for that Detroit start, I was like, I'm just going to enjoy it. Like, there's nothing else better than pitching in the big league, so why stress it so much and just enjoy it and have fun out there. We got one of the best defenses in the league and the best catchers in the league. Great staff. They've been doing it for years and years and years of producing really good pitching and pitch development. And just along those lines, I just feel like I just switched my mindset to attack the hitters and make them beat me instead of me beat myself.
Trusting that defense behind you is kind of one of those last hurdles to clear. It's like there still can be contact in the big leagues, but yeah, you got seven guys behind you, one guy in front of you. They're like, all right, they got gloves too, right?
Exactly, yeah. And I think that's exactly, you just hit it right on the head. Like me and Freddie and Correa and Nestor played, we went to a park by ourselves and played catch the day before that Detroit start. And something about that just felt good, like being out there and we were just having a good time, laughing. It was early in the morning. We had a full off day. I knew I was getting ready to throw the next day, and I just enjoyed it. I there wasn't much pressure I was putting on myself. I just enjoyed it. I was excited to pitch instead of letting the nerves creep up. And not even that, I don't think I was feeling too much nerves early in the season when I was up here, like on the mound. I honestly wasn't too shocked or too looking at the other lineup crazy or anything. I just was trying to pitch perfect, just putting a lot of pressure on myself. And that Detroit game just showed me, like, hey, if you just throw your pitches over the plate and execute, you don't have to throw a 98. You don't have to, it helps for sure, but you don't have to overpower guys. You just make your pitches and get weak contact, get quick outs, get through the lineup a couple times. And I don't know if it's luck or what, but I think when you do that a little bit more often, the offense tends to swing the bat pretty well because they've been putting up a lot of runs for me for sure.
It's been fun. We're chatting with Tobias Myers here on Brewers Warm Up. Tobias, I mean, I look at your journey in the minors, and it is a story in itself. I mean, multiple organizations, you've been up and down, Baltimore, Tampa, I mean, you name it, you've kind of seen it in this game in the minor leagues, and just to have the success that you're tasting in the big leagues, for somebody who is going through the grind in the minor leagues, because you and I both know it's a grind in the minor leagues when you're going through that, what would you tell that kid that was maybe going through it, let's say in 2021, bouncing from org to org to now here in the show, like, hey, it's going to work out, man.
Yeah, exactly what you just said. Just like trust in the process, knowing that anything can happen any day. Like you see, nowadays, you see guys go from AA to the big leagues. You see guys go from AA to AAA for 2 weeks and straight to the big leagues. And I'm just looking at the Brewers when I signed here after 2022, seeing that track record of, hey, like, yeah, they told me if I signed here, I got the big league invite, which was what I was mainly looking for, being able to come to big league camp and show the big league staff kind of like what I can do, I guess you could say. But just realizing that their philosophy was very, very similar to Tampa's when I was with Tampa and had some success with Tampa. And I guess just seeing all the guys that not fly through the system, but they were showing me, like, Devin didn't spend much time in AAA. He went AA, AAA really quick, up to big leagues. I think there was four or five other guys they showed me on paper that were like that. So I was like, okay, I mean, you're sending me to AA, I understand. I didn't do anything the year before to earn a spot in Nashville. So just being able to go there and kind of just trust everything they were telling me and just put the work in. I would just tell them, like, keep grinding and things are going to flip for sure one day. And just as long as you keep the right mindset and just stay positive, I think anything can happen, especially in this game. But I've always believed I had the ability for years and years and years. So it wasn't necessarily the ability to pitch in the big leagues. I think it was just the opportunity.
Sometimes that's all it takes. Tobias Myers joining us here on Brewers Warm. Appreciate the time. Hope you have a great All-Star break. And I know wedding planning is going to get a little crazy for you there, too. So yep. Enjoy the time at home.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Back with more after this on 620 WTMJ.